with large teeth for mashing plants and sharper teeth for eating insects and worms, we can even tell that Frutidens was an omnivore. But the final piece of the puzzle in recreating this animal is its colour, and that's something we can't be sure about.
If you push things too far, you go with polka dots and purple and pink, your audience simply won't believe it. But if you draw upon the examples of our living animals, we can actually gain a lot just by looking at crocodile skin and the coloration and maybe some lizards and fish even, and it will remain believable.
Like everything in the exhibition, the finished work will have to be approved by Luis.
So one thing we need to keep in mind is that although we want to have some variation in pattern or in color, they obviously all need to look same species.
You're going to give me some freedom to experiment with some colors,
yeah,
in the face or the throat.
I still think that overall we want to stick to standard gray, green, brown. I think that it'll be nice to be subtle, but something that can be viewed when you're looking at it from, 6 feet away.
Although the colour of Frutidens is unknown, new scientific breakthroughs are allowing paleontologists to see some dinosaurs in a way that's never been possible before.
We're still learning more about dinosaurs as increasing numbers of specimens come to light, but also as the techniques that we use to analyse them become more and more sophisticated. And I'm off to meet somebody now who's made great discoveries in one particular aspect of dinosaur science that many people thought would remain hidden forever.
Okay, so here's another one we're going to look at. I'll just put it in. It'll take a minute or two to fire up the vacuum.
Professor Mike Benton recently came across the remains of a dinosaur that was so exquisitely well preserved that feathers as well as bones had fossilised. Incredibly, those feathers can tell us the colour of a dinosaur that lived 125 million years ago.